Hey, 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 kings and queens. Happy Motivation Monday. It's your girl, Miss Fern. And as always, I want to thank you for tuning in to my podcast because motivation is key, right? We need it to survive. There's so much going on in this world that we live in today. So why not just motivate somebody, inspire somebody, put a smile on somebody's face, and I truly appreciate my listeners. You all are amazing. You all are phenomenal. And the support and the love is so real and it's so appreciated. So we're going to get right into it today, you all. And I titled this, Your Process. Your Process. And I find myself a lot when I'm speaking. I say, trust the process. Trust the process. And I've been going through a process of my own in my life. I feel like it's always a process. But here lately, I really have had to hone in on my process. Because if you don't trust it, if you don't love it, if you don't honor your process of what's going on in your life, it can tear you down. It can break you down. It can put you into a state of depression. It can make you sick. It could just really mess you up. And we are all destined for greatness. So I was like, okay, Fern, get it together. Trust your process. Love your process. And honor your process. Honor it. Why not? So what is it? Like, what is your process? If that's what you're thinking, it's your life, kings and queens. It's your health. It's where your bank account is, you know, your finances. It's your everyday grind, your routine. It's you reaching your goals. It's you. It's your life. And I want to just say that it starts with defining what it is that you want out of your life, writing those goals down. We can't just speak and say, I want to do this and go on about your life because you might forget what you said. You need to have a way to measure what you're speaking, measure your goals, and to keep track of the goals that you're setting for yourself. So think about it. Like, you could say, oh, I want to go to, well, one of my long-term goals is I want to go to Australia within the next 5 years of my life, right? And I could just say, oh, I want to go to Australia in 5 years, and then in 2 years, oh, I'm going to go to Australia in 3 years. But Fern, what are you doing to get to Australia? What am I doing? How am I holding myself accountable? How are you going to live your best life, be in your dream car, be in your dream house, if you don't write things down, first of all, and then write down the small accomplishments that are made along the way and keep track of the path that you're on? So that's first, kings and queens, identify your process if you haven't done so already and you are still here breathing and living an amazing life, so there is still time to identify your process. So once you start implementing things, unfortunately life will get in the way, and I know you probably already have felt that somewhere in your life. Like, I'm doing so well in this area of my life, things are going so good, and then boom, life hits, right? Life will get in the way via your health. Unfortunately, I deal with this way too much, but I am trusting, loving, and honoring my process. Life can get in the way when it comes to your family. So many issues with family nowadays are just occurring so often. Work, there could be situations at work, with your school, with your kids. You know, raising kids nowadays is such a challenge. And your everyday priorities get in the way, you know? So it goes on and on and on. When all of this happens, kings and queens, when life gets in the way, something throws you off, do me a favor, please, and trust your process. Know that it is a process and that nothing is going to come easy, unfortunately, but you know what you're working towards, and that alone will get you to the next step. It may take longer than some others in their situation and in their process, but trust, love, and honor your process. And it gets golden. Like, when you fall in love with your process, kings and queens, it feels so good. But it's hard to get to the point of loving your process. I must admit, it's a struggle. I know it was a struggle for me. That's why I'm sharing this, because I want you to know that you are not alone. Not at all. And you know what? Social media can make it so difficult because, ladies, I'm going to talk to you first. You know, we might see someone on social media that we're following and they're on this nice island, you know, on a nice trip, posted up in their bikini. And you might be like, why can't that be me? How does she get that body? How can she afford to go to this island and go on this trip? You know what? We don't know if she paid for her body, and I'm not knocking individuals that have procedures done, but I'm just saying, we don't know her process. We don't know if she paid for her body. We don't know if she, whoever she is that we see on social, she might not have a job to go to every day so she can have a trainer, have a cook. We don't know the situation. We don't know where individuals get the money from to go on these trips. We don't even know if they are in order with their financial situations, if their priorities are taken care of at home, but they're on a trip. We don't know people's personal situations to have them affect us enough to say, why can't that be me? It's not you, because you are destined for something greater than what you're seeking and what you're looking at. Trust me when I tell you that. It's not you, because that life is not meant for you. God wants something far better than what you are visualizing and what you are thinking about. So my point is this. You can look at someone and think, you know, that you have, that they have it all figured out, but we don't know what they're going through. So instead of looking at them and maybe idolizing or admiring or whatever the case may be, if this is you, you know, love on that person. Love on them and love on their process. And if you can't do that, get off of their page, get off of social, unfollow that person, because you don't need anything to mess up you trusting and you loving your process. I've done it. I have unfollowed people. I found myself scrolling and looking at their page for too long. And I'm like, hold up, Fern, like, this ain't your life. And that's okay. I need to detach from who I'm following, go on about my life, fall in love with my process, because what is destined for me is something phenomenal. So trust your process, please. And guys, my fellas, my kings, it could be the same for you. There could be a gentleman on social that's more successful, that looks like he's more successful. Perhaps he looks like, oh, he's very happy with his family. Looks like life is great. But right now in your life, my kings, you might be in an uproar, a silent uproar. I know that men just hold things in a lot more, because, you know, you have to be that strong one. You have to be the man of the house. But you might be wondering why your life is where it is right now. Don't worry about that. Stop paying attention to those images on social media, my kings. We don't see the play-by-play. We don't know the struggles that these individuals went through to get to where they are, or are they just showing the greatness? You know, we don't know. So don't be hard on yourself, please. Trust your process. Fall in love with it, because it's going to be all that you need and all that you desire in the end, all right? So as I close this out, I just want to talk about honoring your process. Honor your process, whatever it is you're dealing with in your life. Are you tired? If you're tired, take a nap. Take a break. Don't push and overexert yourself. Trust me. Honor your process. Listen to your body. Your body will speak to you. Oh, will it? Is your body talking to you? Listen to it. What is it saying? Honor your process. Get in alignment. Physically, if that's working out, do what you can when you can, but also just fuel your body with what's right. The good foods, the good water, the simple things. We need all these things as a part of our process. So do what you have to do for you. You have to trust and honor your process by knowing that you're doing your part. So I knew I was going to talk about trusting your process. So what I did, I actually looked up the definition of trust, just to see what it said in the dictionary. The definition of trust is firm belief in the reliability of strength of someone or something. Firm belief in the reliability of strength of someone or something. So when you're trusting your process, you are trusting yourself. That's what I got from it. And you're having the faith in trusting the life and the path that has been paved for you. So please don't be so hard on yourself. You are here for a unique purpose that no one else can fulfill. And in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, it applies to our life. And this is what it reads. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Think about that. Think about that verse. We are here for something far more important than wondering if we're going to have money to put food on the table, wondering if we're going to have money to put clothes on our back. You aren't here for the basic things that you may think that you're here for. And that's deep. That's deep. We shouldn't even be worried about the basics because God's got it covered. It's written in His Word. And also in verse 30, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, it reads, "If God," well, this is towards the end of the verse. "If God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, He will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith?" So think about that, kings and queens, in regards to any area of your life where you need that. What that means to me is, meanwhile, God is doing what He does. In His time, everything will be above and beyond our expectations. So knowing that, meanwhile, just trust your process, love your process, and honor your process. Please be more kind to yourself. Love yourself more. Speak positivity over your life. And keep pushing because you are amazing and you are one of a kind. Kings and queens, I thank you for taking this little over 13 minutes out of your day today to tune in, to listen to this. I pray that it blesses you and touches you where it needs to. As always, I welcome your feedback, your questions, your comments, but please do me a favor. It's not about just growing this podcast. It's about sharing this with those that really need it. So please just take a minute and share this link with 5 to 10 people in your phone so that we can keep this positivity going because we all need it, right? As always, kings and queens, I'll see you at the top because the bottom is way too full. And don't wait for the change to happen. Be the change. Have a blessed one, and I will talk to you guys soon.